Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Beis, and we have 12 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis Eitzavei. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Yor Yoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, Chave Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Yocheved Bas Devora Gittel. So, the topic of today's daf is going to be a continuation of yesterday's daf and is going to discuss the idea that although if you have hektish that is kadosh bekedushas haguf, the halach is you can't be poided, there's a carve out to that statute. And that is a carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur, even if it's in the state of Kedushas HaGuf, you would be able to be poyde. Additionally, in today's daf, we are, albeit briefly, going to revisit the primary sugya of the beginning of Masechet Shavuos, and that is all the different se'irim that were brought with the Musafin, and the idea that they were mechaper for different nuances within the world of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And I think, as it relates to an introduction to today's daf, we just have to chazer over again little bit of the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. We'll only focus on what we really need for the daf. Additionally, we have to do the tiniest recap possible of yesterday's daf. So, as it relates to the Se'irim that were brought with the Musafim, specifically the Sara Nasa B'chutz, which was the Sara that was brought on Yom Kippur, and the Se'irei Rashi Chadashim, that's the Sar that was brought with the Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, and the Se'irei Harigalim, that's the Sar that was brought with all the different Musafim that were brought throughout the different Yomim Tovim. If you go back to the Mishnah and the ensuing Sugya, what emerges is that there's a three-way Machloikis Rishonim, Machloikis Tanoim, in terms of understanding what each one of these Se'irim were Mechaper for. We'll focus on the Tanoim that I mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, who was mentioned, the Mishnah held, that the Sara Nasa B'chutz was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash B'Kadoshav, when there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, there was Yediyah B'Soif. The Se'irei Rashi Chadashim and the Se'irei HaRegolim were both Mechaper for the same thing, and that is Tumas Mikdash B'Kadoshav, when there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, and there was also no Yediyah B'Soif. Reb Shimon's Shita was that the Sar HaNasa B'chutz was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there's no Yediyah B'tchila and there is Yediyah B'soif. The Se'irei HaRegolim were Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there was no Yediyah B'tchila and there was no Yediyah B'soif. The Se'irei Rashi Chadashim were Mechaper for a Tahar Sha'achal Kachem, that's Tommy. And finally, the third Shita was Shita's Rav Meir, who holds that all the Se'irei HaMusafin were Mechaper for the same thing. Meaning, they were all Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, there was Yediyah B'Soif. They were all Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav when there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Soif. And they were all Mechaper for Tarsh, that ate Kachem, that's Tommy. That's the three-way Machloikis in the Mishnah as it relates to the Se'irim. So again, when you recap the Mishnah, you could slice it and dice it in many different ways. Ashunegeil in your neinu, that's the machloikis that we have to be mindful of. The three-way machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir, as it relates to the three categories of Se'irim, all part of the Musafin, the Sara Nasa B'chutz, which is Yom Kippur, Se'irei HaRegolim, which is all the different Yomim Tovim, and the Se'irei Rosh HaKadoshim, which is the Sar that was brought together with the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. As it relates to what we need from yesterday's daf, so Ula had said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Tmidim Shaloi Hutzruch HaLetzibur, if at the end of the fiscal year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were leftover Karbonos Tmidim. The Tzibur never got to use them. You can't use them in the subsequent year. And the reason is because every year's Karbonos Tzibur had to be financed by the Machzis HaShekel that was collected during that year. So said Rabbi Yochanan, what do you do with the leftover tamidim, what you do is you can be poided. And even if they're tamidim, meaning ordinarily, the only time you can be poided kachim, because they're kaddish b'kedusha zagof, is when it develops a mo, so that it's no longer kaddish b'kedusha zagof, now it's kaddish b'kedusha zdamim. But said Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to the tamidim, there the halach is then niftin, even tamidim. And the Gemara said that Rabbo said over Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, and not only did he say over Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, he became the great defender in the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. He defended Rabbi Yochanan's halacha keneged Rav Chizda's remarks. He defended Rabbi Yochanan's halacha against Abaye's kashas. Not only that, Rabbah explained Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and even brought a raya to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The hesber in Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi is because leiv bezdin masna aleihem im hutzrichu hutzrichu v'im ya lav yielded me. The reason a carbon tzibur is different as it relates to this nuance is because the carbon tzibur's hektish comes about by the tzibur or the representatives of tzibur, which is bezdin. And when bezdin makes something kaddish b'kedusha sagov, what they do is they incorporate a tnai kitnai dibnei gadu bnei ruven, and they say im hutzruchu, if we're going to need this to be brought as a carbon gevaldik, and if not, I want it to be kaddish, but it should be l'dmeim. It should only have kedushas damim. So it's not that there's inherently a nafgamina between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur as it relates to when it's kaddish b'kedusha zagof. Could you be poyed or could you not be poyed? You can never be poyed to something that has kedusha zagof. But when a yachid makes something hektish, it's hektish. When a tzibur makes something hektish, there's a leiv bezdin masna aleihem, and because of the leiv bezdin masna aleihem, it's for that reason. If you don't need it, enters the tanai and says that instead of it being kaddish b'kedusha zagof, instead it's going to be kaddish b'kedusha zdam. Rabbah also brought a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. His raya to Rabbi Yochanan was from a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim that dealt with Moiser HaKtiris. And the Mishnah said, what they do with the leftover Ktiris? It's a little complicated, but the short version of it is, they used to be poided. How could you be poided the Ktiris? Ktiris is Kaddish B'Kedusha Zagof. The Teretz is because the Ktiris is a carbon tzibur. Being that it's a carbon tzibur, there's a leiv bezdin masna aleihem. And if there's a leiv bezdin masna aleihem, it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Either way, at the onset, not mamish the beginning of the daf, but at the earlier part of today's daf, these two introductions, these two worlds, these two sugyas that have really been the topic of the previous dafin, as we're going to see, are very much going to converge. Either way, the daf begins with another kasha. We don't know who's asking the kasha. Is it Abaye? Abaye was the maksha on Rabbah throughout the sugya, but then again, if you remember, Abaye came around to Rabbah at some point, but either way, the Gemara begins with a kasha on Rabbah. Now, to be clear, Rabbah is defending Rabbi Yochanan, right? So if you want to put names to the faces, Rabbah is defending Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the Mar Deshmaita. He's the one that said, Tmidim Shlai Hutzruchu Letzibur Niftin Tmim. Rabbah didn't say it, right? Don't kill the messenger. Rabbah didn't say it. What Rabbah did was, Rabbah explained it. So Rabbi Yochanan is really achroi for the din. Rabbah is achroi for the hesber. But either way, this is a kasha more on the hesber, and it's a kasha that's being addressed to Rabbah. Frei the Gemara, Eisnevei, Amr Le the Rab Shimon. In our Mishnah, after Rab Shimon said that three categories of Seirim that were brought together with the Musafim, the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, the Seirei Harugalim, and the Seirei Rosh HaKadoshim are all mechaper for different things. Again, the Sarah Nasa Bechutz is mechaper for Tumas Mekdash V'Kadosh when there's no Yudhi B'Tchila, there is Yudhi B'Soif. The Seirei Harugalim are mechaper for Tumas Mekdash V'Kadosh when there's no Yudhi B'Tchila and there's no Yudhi B'Soif. And the Seirei Rosh HaKadoshim are mechaper for Tarsha Achales HaTameh. So in the Mishnah, this is referring to the Mishnah, they tell Reb Shimon, Mao She Yikrevu Zebezeh. Tell me, Reb Shimon, what would be if there was a Sarah Nasa Bechutz that for whatever reason didn't get used on Yom Kippur? Could we use it now? Yontif is coming, right? Right after Yom Kippur. You're going to need a lot of Seirim throughout the Yontif of Sukkot. Could I use it now for Seiri HaRegalim? Or could I save it for the Seiri Rosh HaKadoshim on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin? Or if I have a Sar of Rosh Chodesh that was left over, could I use it for the Sar HaNasa B'chutz? Meaning, Mao She'ikruvu Zeh B'zeh. Can I swap a Sar that was Huktash L'chatchila for one type of musaf and now use it for a different type of musaf? And by the way, just to appreciate the kasha, the halacha is that if somebody, for example, eats chaylev b'shoigig, and because he ate chaylev b'shoigig, chaylev z'chayv krisus, he has to bring a carbon chatas, and he's mafresh a quote-unquote chatas chaylev, and then he eats dam b'shoigig, and he says, you know what? I want to bring my chatas for the dam now. Let me take the chatas chelev and use it for dam. He's not allowed to do it. Because once he was mafreshit for chelev, that chet, you can't use it for dam. And that's part of the question that they're asking Reb Shimon. That you can't just swap chatas. So if you have a soyer that was designated for one musaf, which is going to serve one type of kapara, I could hear that maybe I shouldn't be able to use it for something else. And that was the question. Reb Shimon told him, Yikrivu, yeah, it's beseder. They told him, I don't understand. It's a different type of kapara. And if it's a different type of kapara, why is it different than a chatas chelev and a chatas dam? It shouldn't be okay. So he told him, you're right. There are nuanced differences. But if you look at it high level, kulam ba'an l'chaper, al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, all of the serum are coming to be mechaper on some level for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and it's for that reason that it's going to be okay. Freit the Gemara into Santa Kasha. V'amai. Why? This is way Rashi explains it. Did Reb Shimon have to be madchik and say that the reason yikrivu zebezeh is based on a svara that kulam ban mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, that even though really each one's coming to be mechaper for a different chet, but that's only if you look at it on a micro level. If you look at it on a macro level, they're all coming for the same thing. And that's his rationale, that's his explanation for why if you want to use one for the other for one, it's going to be okay. It's an answer, but it's a doichik to answer. The Gemara's line is, you're saying good, but you could have said better. Why didn't he say, you want to know why it works? Because it's a leiv bezdem asna leim. Because when the soyer lechatchila was designated to be nasa b'chutz on Yom Kippur, or when the Seiri Aragolim were designated, or when the Seiri Rosh HaKadoshim were designated, they were designated with a t'nai. And the t'nai was that if we're going to need it for this, we'll use it for this. And if not, we'll use it for something else. Or at the very least, we'll have the ability to be paid it because it's going to be Kaddish Kedushas Dam, and then we'll be able to use it for something else. But the bottom line is that if there's a svara of Leiv Bezdem Masna Leim, who was Mechadish the svara of Leiv Bezdem Masna Leim? Rabbi was Mechadish the svara of Leiv Bezdem Masna Leim. Why was he Mechadish it to explain Rabbi Yochanan? But Tainas the Gemara, Ibsada as a svara in the Welt from Leiv Bezdem Masna Leim, this would seem to be a better way for Reb Shimon to get out of this corner over here. And he could say, you want to know why Yikruv Zeb is there? Not because high level, they're all being mechaper for the same thing. More pashit, because it's a leiv bezdin, masna leim. But what do you see from here? L'chayra. Reb Shimon doesn't subscribe. He's not mitstarifla now. Doesn't agree with this concept of leiv bezdin, masna leim. And if that's the case, it's an esave, it's a kashan rabba, and for the Gemara. Reb Shimon ka amrit. You're asking for Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon less leiv bezdin, masna leim. It's true, Reb Shimon taka doesn't hold of leiv bezdin, masna leim. And not just that, Reb Yoichano, when he said his halacha, that if you have leftover tamidin, even when they're tamimin, right, it's a little tricky, tamidin that are tamimin, you could be poyed to them, you don't have to wait until it gets a mum. And Rab explained, because leiv bezdin masna leim, Rabbi Yochanan himself, as we're about to see in a second, knew that it didn't work with Shitas Reb Shimon. Amar Ravidi by Rabban, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tamidim shloi hutzruch letzibur, ledivrei Reb Shimon, ein niftin tamimim. It's ledivrei chachomim niftin tamimim. So Rabbi Yochanan mysteriously said that this whole chiddush is only true according to the chachomim. It's according to the rabbis. But according to Reb Shimon, this is not true. Now you know the rest of the story. This was the Reb Shimon. Fakat. Rabba is supported by the Mishnah. Because now, not only do we understand Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, we understand why Rabbi Yochanan said it doesn't work according to Reb Shimon. Which Reb Shimon? Oh, to that Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in Shavuos, not Beis Amid Beis. Reb Shimon said that the reason Kulon Kraven Zebezeh is because Kulon Kaparos and Shav a high level. Why didn't you just say Leib Bezna Masalem? The Teretz is because Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Leib Bezna Masalem. Oh, if you don't hold of Leib Bezna Masalem, then there's no chibut to a carbon seaboard and a carbon yachin, and therefore you'll never be able to be paid the Kedushas of carbon seaboard unless it gets a mum. But the bottom line is, the cash is for Reb Shimon. Reb Yechim himself knew that his halacha doesn't stim. Aliba de Reb Shimon, says the Gemara. V'rabbanan de pligia led Reb Shimon manniu. Meaning, we now have a second member of Rabbi Yochanan, right? You're holding cheshbon. The sugya began with Rabbi Yochanan, right? It began 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis, where Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tmidim Shloi Hutzruch Letzibur Niftin Tmimim. He said it as a statement. Now we have it again here on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Avidi Barav Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tmidim Shloi Hutzruch Letzibur Ledivrei Rab Shimon Ein Niftin Tmimim Ledivrei Chachomim Niftin Tmimim. In this second Rabbi Yochanan, in the version 2.0, so to speak, we have a machloikas. And we now know that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say his memra aliba de kuliyama. he knew it was b'machloike shnuya. Now he knew mefurish that Reb Shimon doesn't hold it as halacha, which answers our kasha of why wouldn't Reb Shimon have said in our Mishnah lebez de masnalem. But he seems to have a chacham that did hold of this halacha. And the Gemara wants to know who are the chacham. Meaning, if Rabbi Yochanan is just coming in and saying halacha, this is what he thinks. Okay, so this is Rabbi Yochanan thinks. But it looks now like Rabbi Yochanan is not just saying what he thinks. He's saying there's a machlokes tanoim. Okay, Shimon doesn't hold of it. It's tafke the chachamim. So we know who the Reb Shimon who doesn't hold of it is, right? Maybe it's another Reb Shimon as well, but for sure we have a Reb Shimon here in Shavuos that Beis Amidbeis. But the question is, who are these Rabbanon? Rabbanon de Pligi Oled de Reb Shimon. The proverbial Chachamim of Reb Yochanan's second statement, Ma Ninu, who are they? So Gemara says like this, Gishmak. And this is going to be a little bit of Chazor of yesterday's daf. In Emi Rabbanon de Ketairis, maybe it's the Rabbanon of Ketairis. Who's the Rabbanon of Ketairis? It's the Mishnah of Moshe Ketairis, where it's Mavur, that even though it's Kaddish B'Kedush, it's like, oh, that lach, if you want to be poyed, you can be poyed. And by the way, if you remember, that was Rabbi's Raya to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Oh, so maybe that's the Chachamim. The Chachamim is the Stam Mishnah in Masechtis Shkolim that talks about the Moshe Ketairis. But the Gemara says it can't be that was Rabbi Yochanan's Raya. Why? Because Shani Ketairis, the Loi Bar Ra'ayohi. Maybe there's an idea of Lev Bezdim Masnaleim, but could be Lev Bezdim Masnaleim only works when there's no other option. By Ketairis, there's no other option, right? Ketairis is never going to develop a mum, so it can be downgraded from Kedushas Aguf to Kedushas Damim, so that we could say, wait until it, somehow blemishes and then be poided. That's never going to happen. As opposed to an animal, at some point, it's going to develop a mum, right? When you learn Masechtas Bechiras and you see all the mumin, I mean, this is like a very granular Indian. So it could develop a little blemish and boom, then you'll be able to be pointed. So L'Olam, I'll tell you, it's true. You see from Ketairis, the concept of Lev Bezda Masna Leim, but to say Lev Bezda Masna Leim when there's another option, Mehechatesi, and when it comes to Tmidin, in contrast to Ketairis, there is another option. So it can't be the Rabbi Yochanan knew the halacha of Tmidim that are left over. You could be poyed afilu Tmimim from the Ketairis, because I could always say Shani Ketairis loy bar'ayi. Meaning, as much as Ketairis is a makar to Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not mamish the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan is stretching it a little bit further. And because he's stretching it a little bit further, so it's for that reason you can't necessarily bring a raya for it. Just to go through this Gemara a drop better, and that is, in yesterday's daf, remember, Rav Chisda heard Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, and he said, who would listen to you, Rabbi, and to your Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan? And what was Rabbi's response? Really? What, you really think that's a svara? How are you going to explain Ketairis? Right, that taina was a good taina. It has nothing to do with this line in Gemara, Shani Ketairis, the lav barayahi. And the reason is, because at the end of the day, you for sure see from Ketairis that we don't say Kedusha Shemem Lehechan Ocha, that there's a concept of Lev Bezdem Mas Naleh. Our Gemara is just getting into it a little bit more. The Gemara is saying that maybe the only time you say Lev Bezdem Mas Naleh is when there's no other option. But being that by the Talmud there's another option, wait for it to develop a mum. So this can't be right. El Rabbanon de Paro. Maybe it's the Rabbanon of Paro. So what's Rabbanon of Paro? So that was that hard price on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that talked about a Paro that you want to be poyta. And it was Mavur over there. It was Mavur over there that there's a Lev Bezdem Masnalem. Where was it Mavur? So if you go back into the Cheshbon HaSugyo, whereas Mavur was, because the halach is that if the parah dies, or if the parah had a shechita that was done in the wrong place, Shaleibim Koyman, not on Harazesim. So the halach is, you can be poited. Gemara's kasha was, why could he be poited? And even after the Gemara already said that Shani Parah, that it's kachi by the Kabayis, all it is Kedushas Damim. But still, how could he be poited? There's a din amad of Arachel. And the Gemara said, Lev Bezdem Masnalem. So you see, Lev Bezdem Masnalem from the Sugi of Parah. So maybe that's the Rabbanon that Rabbi Yochanan is banking on. Maybe that's where he's hanging his hat. He's like, oh, that's where I see the concept of Lev Bezdem Masnalem. But the Gemara says, Dom Shani Parah, the Damel Yukarim, right? Maybe there it's different. Why would it be different over there? Because Damel Yukarim, like the Gemara said, yes, it's very expensive. And because it's very expensive, so maybe Chazal went ahead there. Chazal made a cool. Incidentally, Reb Kivega asks a kash and he blides Sarachin Gadol. Such an obvious kash, it jumps off the page. And that is that, why didn't the Gemara say the same teret? Shani Parah, there's no other option, right? What's your other option by the Parah? The Parah is dead. So right now, you can be poided or not be poided. There's no other choice. So if there's no other choice, obviously you're going to be poided, right? The Gemara said, it can't be Rabbi Yochanan's ra'is from Ketores. Why not? Because Shani Ketores, there's no other option. Well, Shani Parah also, there's no other option. But regardless, this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that I could always tell you Shani Parah. Parah is different. The Damei Yekarin. The Ella says the Gemara Rabbanon to Amrulai. Maybe you want to know who the Rabbanon is. It's the Rabbanon of Amrulai. It's the Rabbanon of our Mishnah. So what's Rabbanon to Amrulai? And what do you see in our Mishnah? Anything that would maybe be insightful to this. So I think it's kedai to speak it out bal peh, and then we'll see it inside. And that is, so in the Mishnah, after Reb Shimon said that each one of the categories of Seirim, a mechaper for something else, so Amrulai, the Chachamim come to him and they tell him, Mao she yikrivu ze bezeh, right? Amalahem yikrivu. They tied it back, Hoyo ve'in kaparos and shava, heichen kraven. So he told him, what do you mean? There's one hanocha that we have to accept before we learn this next Gemara. And that is that the Gemara assumes that the Chachamim that were talking to Reb Shimon and asking him, according to you, tell me, if you want to swap Sar for Sar, is that going to be okay? They themselves, the Amrulais, right? The Tanam that are talking to Reb Shimon, they hold that you could do that. They want to know, Reb Shimon, what do you hold? And Reb Shimon says, you could, but they say, I don't understand, why could you? Meaning, we hold you could, and according to us, it makes perfect sense why we could. But according to you, it really doesn't make so much sense. And he told them, it's not true, kulam ban l'chapra al tumas mikdash v'kadashav, and that's why it makes sense to them. So again, that's the hanocha, that the Amrulois hold that you zicha could, they're just questioning Reb Shimon. And by the way, Rashi speaks to that already in the Mishnah, that pays them a day, is that the Amrulois held that bishloi melididi, according to us, it's for sure going to work. The question is, what about according to you? Next thing, that's kedai to just speak up al peh before we see the Gemara inside. Who is the Amrulai? Amrulai, who's the Amrulai? So the Gemara is going to make a hanacha, and it's a very, very reasonable hanacha, that the Amrulai are the Bali Plukta of Reb Shimon. Who are the Bali Plukta of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah? It's Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir respectively. Now let's remember, according to Reb Shimon, all three categories of Seirim are mechaper for three different things. According to Reb Yehuda, they're mechaper for two things. Because the Sar and Nasa B'chutz is No Yudiyah B'tchil, Yeah Yudiyah B'soif, and the Sira Gam, Sira Rosh HaKadoshim are both Mechaper for No Yudiyah B'tchil, No Yudiyah B'soif. According to Reb Meir, they're all Mechaper for the same thing. If we assume that the Amrulois are the Bali Plukta of Reb Shimon, which is an extremely logical and reasonable assumption, that means included in the Amrulois, right, Lashon Rabbim, included in the Amrulois is Reb Yehuda. Now, Reb Yehuda, as it relates to swapping Seirim, should really be no different than Reb Shimon. Why? According to Reb Shimon, all three Seirim are mechaper for three different things. According to Reb Yehuda, it's not three for three things, it's three for two things. Beseder, but you still have, for example, the Seir Rosh HaKadoshim, Seir Regalim that are mechaper for one thing, and you have the Snor HaNasa B'chutz, that's mechaper for something else. Now, if we make the assumption that the Amrulois hold that you can interchange all the Seirim, and we make the assumption that the Amrulois are the Bali Plukta of Reb Shimon, included in that is Reb Yehuda, so the question begs itself, why would it be more poshet, Alibi de Reb Yehuda, that you can use, for example, the Seir HaRegalim for the Snor HaNasa B'chutz, than it is according to Reb Shimon that you should be able to do it? There must be some piece that Reb Yehuda holds that Reb Shimon doesn't hold. And when Reb Yehuda is being unrelated to Reb Shimon, he's telling him that according to you, all the Seirim are mechaper for something else. And it's for that reason I don't understand why you should be able to interchange the Seirim. Now, according to me, we have a similar issue. But I hold something else. And because of that something else, I hold that's why it works. So what would that something else be? The one thing it could be is Leiv Bez Demas Nale. As if to say, Reb Yehuda is telling Reb Shimon, that Bishleim and me, I hold Leiv Bez Demas Nale. And therefore, even though I hold the Seirim, I'm a Mechaper for different things, Obisadol Leiv Bez Demas Nale, like the Gemara's time in the beginning of the Daf. But according to you, that it's Mechaper for different things, and there's no Leiv Bez Demas Nale, right? Because we know Reb Shimon doesn't hold Leiv Bez Demas Nale. So if that's the case, how is one going to be Mechaper for the other? If that's Pshat, then what's going to emerge is that Reb Yehuda holds that we say Leiv Bez Demas Nale. Reb Yehuda also, we say Leiv Bez Demas Nale. Reb Yochanan has a Chachamim that holds what? Reb Yochanan has a Chachamim that holds that the halacha is that the Tmidin, Tmimim, you could be Poida because of Leiv Bez Demas Nale. The question is, Who are the Chachamim? The Teretz is, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. But again, it's predicated on two assumptions. It's predicated on the assumption that the Amrulois hold that you could swap, which, by the way, the Gemara is not going to come off of. That is a solid assumption. But it's also based on another assumption that the Gemara is going to come off of, and that is that the Amrulois are Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir. If the Amrulois are Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir, so why should Rabbi Yehuda hold it works any more than Rabbi Shimon? Obviously, because of some leiv bezdin masnaleim, and this would maybe be the makar to Rabbi Yechon. So let's see it inside. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ela Rabbani." You want to know who the Rabbanon are? It's the Rabbanon, the Amrulai. But the Gemara says, "Meichetesis." Again, we needed a lot of Torah Shabbat Peh that we just did. Mimai the Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know that the Amrulai is in the Mishnah? Right? It's much easier once we talk it all out. So how do you know that the Amrulai is Rabbi Yehuda? V'hachi kamalei. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda, this is what Rabbi Yehuda is telling Rabbi Shimon. Bishlami lo didi bishlami. According to me, damino leiv bezdin. I hold this a leib bezdin masnaleim. I'm to lahachi yikravu. Meaning, even though I hold the serum of mechaper for different things, but that's why it's going to because of the leib bezdin masnaleim. El didach, but according to you, the amrit, lo, you don't hold the leib bezdin masnaleim. I'm not yikravu. The serum of mechaper for different things, and there's no leib bezdin masnaleim. But says the Gemara, me may the Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, that's all good. If the amrulay is Rabbi Yehuda, dilmera meyer here, right? A very long-winded introduction to a short Gemara, which the Gemara of Mamish rejects in a second. And that is, maybe, the Amrulai is Rameyer. V'achi kamalai. Oh, then it's beautiful, the Gemara. According to me, Rameyer holds that all three of the Seirim are all mechaper for all three things. That's what's El Didach. But according to you, Amai Yikavu, the Gemara says, we already have strike three. Who is the Chachamim of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said, this grace of Chiddush. Rabbi explained it. And Rabbi Yochanan knew that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that way, but he said it's Shitas HaChachamim. He had some Chachamim somewhere in the world. And the question is, Ma'ninu Chachamim? Who are the Chachamim? Is it the Chachamim of Ketairis? You for sure see the Musig in Ketairis, but maybe only when there's no other option. Isn't it the Chachamim of Parah? You for sure see the Musig by Parah, but maybe Dafka over there where it's the Me'er Yekarin. Is it the Amrulai in the Mishnah? That'd be true if the Amrulai is Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, you're right, I don't know who the Chachamim are. El Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan must have had a zamaseira. The divrei Rabbi Shimon ain't niftim v'chachamim niftim gevaldik. Moving along, part two of the daf. Well, the Rabbi Shimon, the less leiv bezdin masnaleh. According to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of leiv bezdin masnaleh, my avdalu. So, what do we do with the leftover tamidin that are tamimim? So, if you have leftover tamidin, what do you do? Now, the truth is, if you ask me, I would have said wait till it gets a mum and then be paidit. And that for sure is an option. But Kenira, it's a little bit of a bidiyavin, and the Gemara wants to know, is there a lechatchila way to get out of it? Right, you're not stuck, according to Rib Shimon, because, like the Gemara said, you're always a barrier. You always have the option to let it pass the chdotten and graze, and like this, it's going to end up being okay. But the Gemara wants to know if there's a lechatchila option. Is there a way to use this animal without waiting for it to develop some sort of blemish? And the Gemara said, yes. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Reb Yochanan, the whole sugi is Reb Yochanan, mekaitzin bahenes amizbeach. What they did with this animal is they would bring it for kayetz hamizbeach. So what exactly is kayetz hamizbeach? So Rashi says that we could halt zech ruach and ruig until Amid Beis, and Amid Beis will have a better understanding of it. But for now, what we need to know is that there were times when there were no karbanas being brought in the mizbeach, and that was a bad thing. You always want there to be activity and action and volume on the Mizbeach. So what the Kayhanim would do is they would designate certain oilois. These were oilois tzibur, right? Didn't belong to any individual. They were oilois nedava, because they're not really being brought for any particular reason. So chiyuv per se to bring them. And they were known as kayetz ha-mizbeach. Kayetz, the Gemara is going to say, is miloshin dessert. So you have like kinuach suda, right? So when you bring karbanos to the Eivishta, we refer to it as achilas mizbeach. Many different places. Lechem alekov, we spoke about yesterday. Right, it's achilas hamizbeach. And this is kilu de kinuach. So it's not the main course. It's not the ikur suda. It's not the entree. But at the same time, it's some form of kinuach. Either way, said Rabbi Yitzchak, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rib Shimon, what they would do with the leftover tamidin is, they would bring it as those oilois, nitvas tzibors, they would bring it as kayetz hamizbeach. Now, one thing you see from this Gemara, and that is, that even though there was a halacha, that the karbanos tzibor had to be brought from the machzas hashekel that were collected during that year, right? There's a fiscal year that governed the halachas of the Tmidim and the Musafim, but as it relates to this halach of Kayetz HaMizbeach, you don't have that halach. Because otherwise, just like you can't bring it as the Karban Tamid, you can't bring it for Kayetz HaMizbeach either. The Teretz is, this is a halacha that governs certain Karbanos Sibur, not all. As it relates to this halacha, you wouldn't have that problem. But that's the bottom line. You know what you do? You take the animal, you bring it. Right? So again, you don't have to wait for it to develop a mom. You don't have to be poided. You could just use it. Not as a carbon tumit that you could do according to the Chachamim, but rather you can use it as Kayetz HaMizbeach. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said, Umoide Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's moide, b'seirei chatos, when it comes to the seirei chatos, she'ein mekaitzin begufon, ela b'dmeya. So what does this halacha mean? This inyan of taking a carbon and using it for Kayetz HaMizbeach is something that you find in other areas of Kachem as well. In fact, you find it even by different types of carbonos. So for example, if you would have a chatas, and for whatever reason, you couldn't bring this chatas, there are times where the din would be, don't bring it as a chatas, but instead, use this carbon for the Oilas Nidvas Tzibor. By the way, if this sounds familiar, it's because we had it in yesterday's daf. The Gemara, on the bottom of daf, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, brought a Shaila. What would be if, for whatever reason, there were two par of the Kohen Gadols on Yom Kippur, or there were two Sar HaNasa Bifnims, right? One of them got lost, they were mafresh another one, and then they found it. Or the Siri Avoy the Zorah, She'obdu V'hifresh HaKherim Tachtem. So it was a Machloikis Tanon. Rabbi Yehuda said that what do you do with the original one if and when you find it? You kill it. And the reason is because it's included in Chomish Chatois HaMesos. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they said no. Yiru Ache Yistavu, V'yimachru V'yiplu D'meim L'Nedava. There's no halacha of Chomish Chatois HaMesos by these karbanos. And the reason is Shein Chatos Sibur Meso. The only time there's a din Chomish Chatois HaMesos is if it's a Chatos Yochid. This is a Chatos Sibur. A Chatos Sibur, you don't have this halacha. So what do you do with this Chatos that you can't bring? Let's read it again. Yiru Ache Yistavu, V'yimachru V'yiplu D'meim L'Nedava. You wait till it develops some mum. When it develops some mum, it's Kedushas Damim. So you can be poyedit. You take the money and you buy Nedava. What does it mean, Nedava? You buy Eilois for Kayetz HaMizbeach. That's what it means. That's what you do with it. Now, what was the original carbon here? Right? What was the underlying carbon? It was a chatas. And you're taking the chatas and you're converting it now into an oil. So says the Gemara, and this is very important, Akuta. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. You find the idea in many walks of life where you have a carbon, I can't use this carbon now for what it was originally designated to be used for, and instead it's going to be used for this oilas nidvas sibur of called Kayetz HaMizbeach. But there's a chilek if the underlying carbon was an oila or if the underlying carbon was a chatas. If the underlying carbon was an oila, such as an hour sugya we have left over to midin, so then if you want to now use it to kayetz hamizbech, because you can't use it as a carbon tamid, just bring the carbon, right? It was an oila mitchilas hekdeshoi, it's still an oila now. Just pull out the knife, shecht it, l'teiras, oilas nidvas sibur, and you're going to be good to go. If the original carbon was a chatas, even when the din is be poided for an oila, that just means you could be poided, take the money and buy an oila. But if you want to use the actual chatas as an oila, that's not something that you're going to be allowed to do. So that's the umayda Reb Shimon, that even though we're saying now that according to Reb Shimon, if you have leftover to meet them, what are you going to do? You're going to just bring it as oilas nidvas sibur. That's true because the underlying carbon is an oila. It was an oila mitchila, it's going to be used as an oila now. The shaila is this oila, that oila. Salzanema, you can go ahead and use it. If, however, you're starting off with a chatas, and now you can't use the chatas, me'ez atam shia, let's say, because it was a chatas sibur, and it was a chatas shekipru baleo. And by the way, Rab Shimon l'shitasa, right? He's one of the tanom that said on that price, Yud Aleph on the base, that Yirachi yistavu v'yimachru v'yiplu d'meim l'nadava. Oh, but Zok Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, that's the only way you could do it. The only way you could do it is wait till it develops someone, be poided and take the money and buy yourself a new oiler. But if you want to just shech the chatas, l'shem oiler, that's not something that you're allowed to do. And The reason is, meaning, what's the chilek? What's the chilek between the oila that I want to use now for the oilas nidvas sibur versus the chatas? So the Gemara says like this, hach over here, the mikara oila v'hashta oila. Here, it was always an oila, now you're using it as an oila. Aval hasam, but over there, the mikara chatas v'hashta oila. Where mitchilo was a chatas, and now you want to use it as an oila, it doesn't work. And the reason is, gzeru l'acha kapara atu lifnei kapara. Interesting. We would have thought that kobi doesn't work because it really doesn't work. No, really, it should work. The reason it doesn't work is because of a gzeira. It's mamash a gzeira, right? You don't find a lot of gzeiras in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Kayanim's reason, man, ain't shvus b'mikdash. But this is a gzeira. This is based on a gzeira. And the gzeira was, we were afraid that if you're going to say that at some point you'll be able to shech this chatas l'shem oila, then kobi, even when you weren't supposed to shech the chatas l'shem oila, you can end up shechting the chatas l'shem oila. That's a very big aveira, and it's for that reason this is not going to be okay. So again, what's this big vart now? Because this is going to be malavas till the bottom of the yom. The vart is that even though we say that according to Reb Shimon, that holds is no leiv bezda masnale, and as a result, if you have left over tmidim that are tmimim, you can't just be poidit and then buy it back and use it as a carbon tamid in the subsequent year. But at the same time, you could use it for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Because Kayetz HaMizbeach is not bound by the fiscal year. And as a result, you could just bring it. You don't have to wait until it gets home to be paid. Just use it for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Stating that, when that's only true because it was an oila, and you're vaitin going to be using it as an oila. But if you would have a comparable case where it was a chatas and not using it for an oila, what would be a case, just to keep it simple, a chatas sibur that was kipru baleo, and now you're left over with the carbon, where Shimon Shita himself is yirach yistav v'yimach v'yiplid meyam l'dava, the only way you could do it is in that way. Wait until it gets a mum, be poided, take the money and go buy yourself your oilas nidvas sibur. But to take the chatas and to be makrivin as an oila, no. And be'etzim it's mavur in the Gemara, you should be able to do it. It's not rooted in the fundamental distinction that one's an oila, one's a chatas. It's simply a gzeira. It's gzeira l'acha kapara, atu lifnei kapara. Right, when it comes to the two oilas, they're both oilas. So what do you worry? Gzeira lifnei kapara, atu l'acha kapara. I'm going to shech the oila l'shem oila. That's what you're supposed to do. But being that over here, one's a chatas, the other's an oila. So we're afraid you may end up shechting the chatas l'shem oila. So the Gemara is going to bring down three rayas to this distinction. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Afanan Amitin, I'll bring you a raya. And Abaye's raya is going to be from the brisa that we just mentioned. Par v'soshli yom kippurim sha'avdu. If you have a par, or the soshli yom kippurim. So the par is the par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on. Yom kippur, the sor is the snar and nasa lifnim. If they got lost, v'hirvash achem tachtem, we mafresh other ones in lieu of them. V'chit siri avay the zara. Or if there was siri avay the zara sha'avdu that got lost, v'hirvash achem tachtem. And then what happened? We ended up finding the original, but we don't need them anymore. Kulam yibusu divir Yehuda says they go to Misa, because this is Chamesh Chatois HaMesois, Halacha L'moish Misina, it's L'Misa Azra. Rav Loz Rav Shimon Oim, Rav Loz Rav Shimon said, no, Yirach Yistava, V'yimach V'yiplud Meim L'Dava. What you do is, you give it to the shepherd, let it graze, until eventually it's going to develop a mum. When it develops a mum, it'll be Kedushas Dami, you'll be paid it, you'll take the money, and you'll buy with the money, Oilas nidvas sibur. Why don't we just say let the animal die? She'en chatas sibur mesa. Because although this chamish chatoisa mesa is, that's only true for a chatas yachid. It's not true for a chatas sibur. Freik da bayev amai. Why do you have to wait until it gets a mum and be poided and go through this whole inyan? Nikrevu inu gufayu oila. Just bring it as an oila. El olav. It's mefurish. Mami no. Zer lacha kabato lifnei kapara. That it's true. Oila l'shem oila. You would be able to do it. You wouldn't have to wait until it develops a mum to be poided, buy it back. But when it comes to chatos l'shem oila, because of the gzera lacha kapara atu lifnei kapara, it's not going to. Amar Rava. Rava said afana nami tanino. I'll bring you a raya from a different mishnah. Vashini yira ache yistoyev v'imach. The case over there is when the Kohen Gadol made the Goyro, Sar Echel Hashem v'Sar Echel Azazel, and then something happened to the Azazel until he died. So what you need to do now is you have to go make another Goyro. But when you make the new Goyro, you need two new goats, right? So you're going to end up with one Sar Lazazel and two Seirim Lashem. The question is, what do you do with the other Sar Lashem? So it's a Mishnah. Hashcheni, the one that you don't use, you wait until it develops a mum, you sell it, V'yiplu Damav L'Nedav. And again, it's based on this idea, that being that it's a Chatos Sibur, so you don't have Chamech Chatois HaMesois, but at the same time, what you do with it is, not bring it as a chatas, bring it as an oila, but don't take the animal and bring it as an oila. Wait till it develops someone, be paid and buy oilas and vasibur. Says Rava, why do you have to do that? I understand you can't bring it as a chatas. I understand we're not killing it because it's a chatas sibur, but just bring it as an oila. Yikrif, iyu, gufe oila, elef shmam, yinok, say rach kapart, luf make kapart, say raya, that you can't do that. Omer Ravina, Ravina said, Avena, nami tanina, I have also a raya, oshem shemesu bailov, oishen eschapu bailov. So, now we're going from a chatas to an oila to an asham. So we're talking about a korban asham, shemesu bailav, where the bailam died. Or where the bailam got kapara through another korban, and now you're stuck with this korban. So what's the halacha? Yirat sheyistoy v'yimach v'yiplu dam l'vedava. Divrei no one. Tanaka. So what we do is we take this animal and we give it to the shepherd. We let it graze. It develops a mum. We're paid, we take the money, and we buy an oilas nidvasibur. This is one of the examples of when we buy an oilas nidvasibur. An asham that's mesu bailav, or an asham that's niskapru bailav. Just to appreciate the oimik of this a little bit better, Rashi brings it. It's based on the fact that there's a klal that kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham yira. So anytime the halach is that if this carbon was a carbon chatas, it would be one of the chamesh chatois ha-mesois. So then if you have the equivalent thereof of an asham, the halach is yirat she'yistoy v'yimakir v'yiplu dam v'nadava. Chatas she'mesu bailov is l'misa. Chatas she'niskapru bailov is l'misa. They're two out of the five chamesh chatois ha-mesois. It's for that reason, asham she'mesu bailov or asham she'niskapru bailov, it's yirat she'yistoy v'yimakir v'yiplu dam v'nadava. Rabbi Eliezer says yomus. Rebbe Eliezer holds Yomus. Rashi, Varps a little kachem here. Rashi says, this is Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. By the way, this Rebbe Eliezer is mentioned in the first Mishnah, Masech Dezvachim. Rebbe Eliezer's Shita is that an Oshem is always like a Chatas. Chatas ka Oshem, there's a hectish between Oshem and Chatas. So by the Chatas, this Chamish Chatois HaMesas, that when this Oshem, this is going to be the same exact halacha. Rabbi Yeshua is the third sheet. This is Yavi Bedom of Oilo. You bring not an Oilas Tzibur, you bring an Oilas Yochid, and that's the way you go about it. Either way, we're not learning this sugya now so much. What we just need is the Tanakama, right? We need the Tanakama of this Mishnah. Osham shemesu bailov, oishen eschapu bailov. Yigat sheyistoy v'yimakir v'yiplu dam l'nedavos. Okay, we have a situation where the osham is suddenly going to shift gears, and it's going to go from being an osham to being an oilo. What's the kasha? The kasha is that filikrav hagufa oila. Why do you have to wait until the ashram develops someone to be paided and then use them? Why don't you just bring it as an oila? Elav shmamina kseira la'acha kapara ato lifnei kapara shmamina. Must be, it's based on this kseira. Now here it's not chatas la'oila, it's ashram la'oila, but it's the same difference, right? Just like you can't bring a chatas l'shem oila, you can't bring an ashram l'shem oila. But the bottom line is, the Gemara said, I have three rayas, Abaye, Rava, and Ravina, respectively, to this distinction. That even though according to Reb Shimon, the leftover tmidim we're just going to bring for kitzam as beyach, but when it comes to a chatas and an ashram, because of the kseira, la'acha kapara, or to lift a kapari, can't just take the animal and be makrivit l'shem oila. You have to wait till it gets a mum, be poided, and then afterwards use the proceeds to buy the oilas nidvas tzibur. Either way, going back to Shitas Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold Leiv Bez Demasnaleh, as a result, doesn't hold it Reb Yechon's grace of chiddush that tmimim that were left over to the following year, just go ahead and be paid. That doesn't work. So what do you do with it? So the Gemara had said that what you do with it is, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? So Rabbi Yochanan talking, Mekaitzin Bahen Es HaMizbech. We use it for Kayetz HaMizbech, some sort of dessert for the Mizbech. When the Mizbech is idle, there's nothing happening. That's what we're going to use. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi. It's a brisa that says this Mefurish. Mahein Mevi'in Min Ha'ois, Moisrois. What did they do from the Moisrois? The Moisrois of what? So if you look at the last Rashi on the Yomid, Shel Tzibur Sheni Toisro Mishana L'shana. So if you have leftover Karbonos, Tzibur, what did they do? They use it for Kayetz, they use it for this dessert. Kibnois shuach lamizbeach. So bnois shuach is a certain type of fruit. So they use it for bnois shuach. Now the Gemara understands, mistakenly for a fleeting second, that they would put it on the mizbeach and they would put some fruit on the mizbeach as well. Faith the Gemara, you're putting fruit on the mizbeach. V'aksiv, it says in the Torah, kichol sar v'chol devash. Right, that's something that you're not allowed to be makriv. Lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. Now, even though it says sar and vash, we understand it means not just sar and vash. So for sure, you can't do that. So the Gemara says, Tani Rav Chanina kibnoi shuach la'adam. No, it doesn't mean literally. Meaning, just like you have dessert, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world of Achilas Mizbeach, we give some sort of kites on Mizbeach, and that's what these oilas were. Dorish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisa. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisa said, Eim kaitzim ba oilas ha'oif. That when it comes to kites on Mizbeach, so this oila couldn't be an oilas ha'oif. It had to be an oilas behema. Right? All these yirat she'istoy v'yimache v'yiplu domov v'nadava, all those oilas that are being brought as kites on Mizbeach, those oilas had to be behemas that couldn't be oifas. So who said this? Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Amar Rava. Rava said, ha burcha. Burcha means it's like a boich svara, right? You made that up. What? Well, why can't you bring it up? I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak told Rava, my burcha sa. I know I'm written alei. I'm the one who told it to Rav Nachman bar Chisda. Don't just dismiss it. And by the way, Mishmeder Rav Simi ben Arda Amritan Ale. And I said it over the name Rav Simi ben Arda. Rav Simi ben Arda, Moistres Nidvas Tzibur Asli. Because Rav Simi ben Arda said that all these Moistres we use for a Nidvas Tzibur. Ve'in Oilas Oif. But Tzibur and an Oilas Oif can only be a Oilas Yachid. It can never be an Oilas Tzibur. It's back in the envelope arithmetic. It's so poshut that this is the way it is. Because the Moistres are brought Nidvas Tzibur and an Oif can never be brought as a carbon tzimur. By the way, Tosfos and all the Rishonim mutcha very much. What was Rava's Hava mean? Rava didn't know this. But what part of this is a chiddush? He didn't know that it's a nidvas tzibur. Had to have known that. And he didn't know that you can't bring an oif as a carbon tzibur. He had to have known that. So it's very tzarech iyun, not just tzarech bir, tzarech iyun. What exactly was Rava's Hava mean? Ayin Tosfos. Either way, says the Gemara. Va'af Shmuel sova lahad Rav Yochanan. Shmuel also holds of something Rabbi Yochanan said. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said a lot of things, right, in the last couple of days. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say that Shmuel also holds like? Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Shimon, that there's no leves, the mas naleim. What do we do with the moistrois of the temidim temimim? We just bring them as oilas nidvas sibur for kaitz hamizbech. So the Gemara says Shmuel said it also. Dom Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, karbonoi sibur. When it comes to a carbon sibur, sakin moishchison lemashehe. The sakin, the shchita, designates them for what exactly they are supposed to be. Meaning, even though this oila was designated as a carbon tamid, but if b'shas shchita you make it an oilas nidvas sibur for kaitz hamizbeach, the sakin has the ability to do that, right? I just want to meditate on this for 1 second. What's the grace of chiddush over here in Rabbi Yochanan? When Rabbi Yochanan says that according to Rabbi Shimon, what you do with the moistris is, instead of bringing it as a tamid, bring it to kaitz hamizbeach. The chiddush is because you can't just flip-flop karbonis. If it was designated for this, you can't just go ahead and bring it for that, right? It's not so posh that that's something you should be able to do. Aber Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish that it works, because at the end of the day, shame oylachadhi. Shmuel said the same thing, because when Shmuel said sakin moishchis on the mashahein, what he's saying is that you are makdish it as an oyla, but Lamai said the sakin has the capacity to alter part of what the intent of the original carbon was. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said it, and Shmuel said it. Oh, and by the way, Tanya Nami Hochi, it's a braisa as well. And with this, the sugya ends. Moida Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's moida b'sair, as it relates to this sair, Shimlei Karav b'regel. So if you have a sair that was part of the musafin and it wasn't brought on Yontiv, you karav b'shchaydish k'miyam b'shchaydish. Vimlei karav b'shchaydish, you could be yom kippur, you could be yom kippur. Vimlei karav yom kippur, you could be regel. Vimlei karav b'regel, zeh you could be regel lacher. Shem mitchilas. Was only brought to me. What does this braisa have anything to do with what we just said? Because what did Rav Shimon just say in this braisa? Where Rav Shimon said, by the way, it's Rav Shimon, right? And what did Rav Shimon say in the braisa? Where Rav Shimon said was that you can interchange all the different seirim. And being there, Rav Shimon said that you can interchange all the different seirim. Zoysaimeres, even though you initially were mafresh and you were makdish the sar for the sar nasa b'chutz, but b'shashchita you can make it siri regalim or siri rashi chadashim. And even though they're not mamish the same, good. So Rav Shimon explained in the Mishnah because high level they're the same. It's not like a chatas chelim and a chatas dam b'seder. But at the same time, it was hufresh for one thing, you're using it for another thing, and it works. And the reason it works is because sakin moishchison. So just like Rav Shimon holds, you can switch one sar from the other sar as long as they stay within some general confines, so too, as it relates to the oilois, you were mafish originally these tmidin for oila satomid, and now you want to use it for the oila of kaitz hamizbeach. That's something that you would be allowed to do. So just two things that are worth mentioning, just some shine in the Gemara. Not hard, it's just some shine in the Gemara. Number one, Tanya Nami Hachi Umayda Rav Shimon. What's the kasha that every Rishon asks? Tanya Nami Hachi Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah. Why are we bringing a braisa? That was mamish the way the daf started. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ava Braisa that Rav Shimon holds, you can interchange them. That's Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. What exactly do you see in this Braisa you don't see in the Mishnah? Because it is Kasha. Some Rishonim learn the Gemara differently. We learned the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The other thing, and this is something that Rashi spoke out on Amud Aleph, but now that we finished the whole Gemara, it's Kishmak, right? When you do the recap on the daf, right, what just happened? What happened was, yesterday we had Rabbi Yechon's Groysa Chiddush. Rabbi Yechon's Chiddush was that if you have leftover Tamidim and you can't use them anymore because of the fiscal year, so don't worry about it. Just be, you don't have to worry about it. You can go ahead and you can be poided Basher Rusha. I ordinarily can't be poided Kedushas Aguf. The answer is that over here there's a lev bezdin masna lev because of the carbon sibur. And that's something that is going to be okay. Reb Shimon from the Mishnah's Mavur is chaylik. He doesn't hold it as svara of Leib Bez the Masalim. So what do you do according to Reb Shimon with these leftover tmidim? You just bring it for kayetz hamizbeach. At first glance, it's a little bit of a chiddush because you are mafresh for one thing. Mechatesi, you should be able to be mafresh for something else. The teretz is Reb Shimon l'shitasi, and that's really the Tanya Nami Hachi, and Rashi spoke it out very sharp on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. If you go through the Daf with all the Rashi's, and that is, it's Reb Shimon l'shitasi because Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said you can use a sire that was hufresh for Rosh Chodesh, for Sire Regalim, and the Sire Regalim for the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, even though they're not all for the same thing. The Teretz is because on some level they are for the same thing. So even though I was mafresh for one, I can use it for the other. So Rav Shimon Lishitasai, who holds that I can take a sar from one thing and use it for the other thing, holds that I could take the Tmidim and use it now. Look, that Rav Shimon is the Zalba Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon Lishitasai. The question is, why did we say Tanya Nami Hachi from Rav Shimon in the Braisa as opposed to Afana Nami Tonino or something like that, right? It's Mefurish in the Mishnah. That's a good kasha that the Rishonim struggle with. But the bottom line is, these are the two approaches in terms of what it is they did with the leftover tmidim. One more Gemara. So the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah, the latter part of the Mishnah said, "Val zodoin tumas mikdash v'kadoshav sara nasa b'fnim v'yem v'kibur mechaper." So up until now, really, we've been talking about tumas mikdash v'kadoshav b'shoiking. What would be if there was tumas mikdash v'kadoshav b'meze? So the Mishnah said the sara nasa b'fnim was mechaper for that. But no, immediately, what's the makar to that? The Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a braisa the pasuk says regarding the sara nasa b'fnim. V'chiper al hakodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael mipesheim l'chol chatoisam v'chein yasa lo'il moyed hashoichin itam b'stoich tumasam. Right, this is the makar that teaches us that the sara nasa b'fnim is mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Now it says in the pasuk v'chiper al hakodesh mit Tumas b'nei Yisrael umi pesheyem, and then it says l'chol chatoisam. So the Gemara says pshoim elu hamiradim. Pshodim means mezid. V'cheinu oimer, and you find the pasuk says melech moyav pasha bi. V'oimer, and there's another pasuk that says oz tifsha livno be'esahi. And in both of those psukim, there's a merida, there's a rebellion of sorts that's going on. Rebellion suggests that whatever happened b'mezid. Chatois, when it says the word chatois, elu hashkogos, it means an aver that happened b'shoigig. V'cheinu oimer, the pasuk says nefesh kisecheta b'shkogo. But the bottom line is that you know that the Sara Nasa B'fnim was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Shoigig because it says the word Chatoisam, but you also know that it was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Mezid because it says Umi P'Shem. By the way, another Geshmak Akasha, in light of all the Cheshbonis of the last few Dafim that the Rishonim asked, is didn't we have a Pasuk in Parashas Tetzava that said that the Sara Nasa B'fnim and the Sara Nasa B'chutz could only be mechaper for one thing? So if it could only be mechaper for one thing, so how all of a sudden now is it being mechaper for two things? Again, for this and a lot of other ha'aras that we could zikr ask over the last few Dafim, I am B'toisvis and I am B'Rishonim. But just to end, whoa, with one ha'ara and that is, we just learned a Gemara that says that when it says the word pesha in the Torah, it means mesed, psham elu hamiradim. And when it says the word chatos, chatois in the Torah, what it means is shkogos. We say in davening, slach lanu avinu kichatanu, mechal lanu malkeinu, Kifashanu, Kikel, Why is it in the nusach of the bracha we say slach lanu avinu kichatanu and mechal lanu malkenu kifashan? In other words, we know that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is twofold. We have a relationship of ben la'av. We have a relationship of eved la'adon or eved la'melech. We scream during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Noiroyim, on a tiny sibur, Avinu Malkeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, which means we are bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech, which means that we're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, both of these two bechinas are mentioned in this bracha. And it's for both of these bechinas that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're our father, forgive us for not treating you like a father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're our melech, forgive us for not treating us like a melech. Slach lanu avinu kichatanu, mechal lanu malkeinu kifashanu. But why is it that when we refer to the fact that we didn't treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a tata, we say kichatanu? And when we refer to the fact that we didn't treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a kenig, like a melech, we say kifashanu? So I saw that the Avudram, in his Pirish on Siddur, says that the Pshat is because a father has Rachmanus on a son. And because a father has Rachmanus on a son, he sees even the Averis that his son does with an Ayin Tov. So we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand that you're our father. And mitzad the bechina that you're our father, you probably view all the averus that we did as being a shoygig, right? We didn't chab, we weren't 100% klar. I've had my son, if he understood the ramifications of what it is he's doing, he would have never done it. So being that mitzad the bechina of av, there's a certain ahava, and in the world of ahava, it's doinus nasish gogis. So we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slach lanu avinu kichatanu. Meaning, I understand that you're viewing the averus that we did with a kind heart. And probably we just didn't chap 100% what it is we're doing on some level we're shaking. So memela, forgive us kichatanu because of the chet bishgaga that we did. Oh, but mitzad the bechin of melech. Ah, that's a whole different Indian. So mechal lanu malkeinu kifashanu. As I state in the Rishonim, this is what the Avudram says here in his Pirish on the Tfilas HaAmida. That is the oimik and why it is that when it comes to Avinu, we acknowledge chatanu, and when it comes to malkeinu fashanu, it's really based on the Gemara that we just learned. This is very, very last Gemara. Here in Shavuos, your days on the days, it's based on the idea that chatois elu ashkagos. So the father views the sins that his son does as being some sort of shaygig. But the truth is, maybe you can say it with a little bit of more oimik. And that is, Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim, and this is in Shar Aleph, it's in Perek Vav, it's in the Haggah. So he talks about the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Now the truth is, we went through this together as a chabura not so long ago in Chumashir when we were learning Parashas Bereishis. Reb Chaim Volozhin, Ki Yodua, says that before Adam and Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he had no evil inclination. Now, there was a Yetzirah, but the Yetzirah was Mibachotz. It took on some physical form. It was embodied by the Nachash HaKadmoni. Meaning, Adam and Rishon's Toich was 100% good. Elohim also has her Adam Yashar. There was a force that was going to pull and attract Adam and Rishon to Chet, but it was an external force. His Pnimius was 100% Kadosh, it was 100% Yashar. But once Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, so he brought Chet into his guf, and at that point, he had not only the ability to be persuaded and coerced to do the wrong thing by some external force, but from that point forward, until it's going to be Ubila Mavis LaNetzach, man has this internal desire to do what's wrong. He also has this internal desire to do what's right, hence the Melchemes HaYetzer, hence Nekudas HaBechira. And of course, the rest is history, right? And Reb Chaim Volozhin here in this Haggah, he's very meirich, and he talks about that ra that entered the guf of Adam and Rishon and Chava when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. And he says, for that reason, there has to be Misa in the world. Because Misa is the process by which there's some bayrer taking place between that, the Bechina of Toiv and that Bechina of Ra. Either way, he's very Mayruch in that God, different things that came about because of the fact that there's a Metzias of Ra that entered the goof of Adam because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. One paragraph. V'gam atzadik gomer. Because of the little bit of Ra that entered the goof of Adam Rishon when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, so what emerges is that even a tzadik gomer, who from his entire life never did one maisa shaloi toiv. Here's the maisa. A tzaddik gomer who never did one avera. He never said one sicha kala. That's not okay. Im kol zeh kemat bilti efshe klal shemaisa v'atoivim atzma. It's impossible that all the good things that he does, kol yimei chayv throughout his entire life, yiu kulam b'shleimus v'amiti l'gamri, should be 100% b'shleimus. V'loyi afilu ba'achas mehena, and it's impossible that you're not going to have one of the good things. Forget about bad. He never did a bad thing. But it's impossible that in one of the good things that he did, he's not going to have shum chisorin upgam klal. Epis ha-chisorin, epis upgam. V'zeu sh'omer ha-kosov. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa toiv v'lo yechta. Rotzo loymar. She'ef, it's impossible. She'yi al-koponim k'tzas chisorin b'maisa ha-toiv atzma isha'oysa. It's impossible that there'll be a tzadik asher yasa toiv who's going to do good things aber v'lo yechta. There won't be some chisorin in the dover toiv that he did. Meaning, not kein tzaddik baritz asher yastoiv leyachta. He's for sure going to do an aver. No, you can have a tzaddik gomer shemiyom of leyasa shum ma'is asher loy toiv of leysoch miyom of shum sicha kalo asher loy toiv v'chas v'sholom. But that there shouldn't be a taruvus of ra somewhere manifest. Somewhere in the good that he does, it's not going to be betachlus shleimus amiti. That's impossible, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, ki odam ein tzadik baritz asher yasa toiv leyachta. Repeat this again. Rotzo loymar. She efshesh lo yi'al koponim k'tzas chisorin b'maisa ha-toiv atzma sh'oysa. It's impossible that in the yasa toiv, there's not going to be a k'tzas chisorin. Ki chet, says Reb Chaim Voloshin, perushoi. What's the taitch of the word chet? Drum roll. Chisorin. Ki yodua. The word chet means something is lacking. Ki yodua. And says Reb Chaim Voloshin, that's the taitch. Ki odam ein tzadik asher yasa. It's impossible that a person is going to do toiv toiv for the yecht, and there won't be some chisorin from shleimus or amiti in the dover toiv that he's doing. How does that taich in the words? Asher yasa toiv, he's going to do a dover toiv la yechta. La yechta means there won't be a chisorin. What does chet have to do with chisorin? Ki chet perusha chisorin ki yodua. Says because it's yodua that the word chet is a lashon of chisorin. Now this ki yodua that Reb Chaim Voloshin is referring to is really rishonim in Tanakh. Two examples. One is a melachim aleph. It's Perik Aleph, it's Pasach of Aleph. The context over there is that Batsheva is talking to the Melech, talking to David HaMelech, and says, you know, I want you to know that there's a rebellion going on where Adonio is claiming that he's going to be king, and I think that, you know, me and my son Shlomo HaMelech, we're going to be completely locked out of the future of Klal Yisrael. Her Lashon, in the middle of her plea to David HaMelech to do something about this, is v'hoyu kishchav Adoni HaMelech ha'mavoyis. It's going to be when Adoni HaMelech is going to die, v'hoyisi ani ubni shloimoi chatoim. Me and my son Shloimo, we're going to be chatoim. So what does chatoim mean? So if you look at the Radak says, chatoim's miloshen chet. People are going to say, oh, we must have sinned. We must be not worthy of being king and mother of the king, right? And it's for that reason, we are not going to be part of the Hemshech. But if you look at Rashi, we're going to be locked out from the Gdula. Like you find in another Pasuk. It's in Shoiftim Perichov Pasuk Tezayin El Hasa'aro Velo Yachati. That's in the context of Pelagish Begiva. And Ayin Shom Velo Yachati doesn't mean Chet. It means Miloshin Chasarim. So it says Rashi, you want to know what Chatoim needs. It's Miloshin Chasarim Umenuim Min HaGdula. The word Chet, the word, the etymology of the word, right? We associate it with sin. But really, if you're a biblical scholar, you'll know that the word chet is not used exclusively in the context of sin. It's a rashi, chaserim. That's what it means. Umenuim. The truth is, the goyim, the Rebbe of Reb Chaim Voloshin, in a few different places, he talks about the word chet. And he repeats a theme. This is the goyim in his Pirush HaMishlei, It's Perek Aleph, it's Pasuk Yud. The Pasuk says, Bini, my son, in Yifatucha Chataim, Al Toive. If the Chataim are going to try to persuade you, don't listen to them. Says the Goyim. Chayte, Hu Ha'iver Al Mitzvah Saseh. Wow. A chayte is someone that violates a mitzvah saseh. V'hu loshen chisaron. It's a loshen of chisaron. U'kamosh ha'pirashnu b'resh Yeshaya, like we explained in the beginning of Yeshaya. What he's referring to is in Yeshaya Perikei, it's in Pasuk Yud Ches, says the Goyim, Moshchei ha'avoy hu sha'over al lois haseh. V'chata sha'over al mitzvah saseh. The word chet is mitzvah saseh. The Goyim says it again in Mishle. And this is in Perik Vav. It's in Pasuk Chav Beis. The Goyen says that the Pasuk says, Avoinoisov yil kedunoi es harasha, uvechavle chatasai yi tamech. Says the Goyen, Avoinoisov shahu loisasei yil kedunoi es harasha lo gehenim. It's going to cause the Rasha to go to gehenim. Vaachakach, uvechavle chatasai yi tamech, shechet. Who I say, Kemoshe Savti Lamaila Loshin Chisarin, Valyede Chet, who Nismach Labal Yetze Mina Gehenim. So the Goyim says that Loisa says force a person to go to Gehenim, the Chet keeps him there. And he says the Oimek is the Gemara Menachis that says that I say Loya Anshina, right? The Ebishit doesn't punish a person for an assay, but Be'idn Nerischa Manshina Gaman assay. That Be'idn Rischa, a person gets punished for an assay as well. So he says the assay, the Bittel assay won't force a person into Gehenim, but once a person's in Gehenim, it's a Be'idn Nerischa. Manshin and Gama Asay. So says the Goyin, Avoy Noisov, the Lois Asay is Yil Keduno Yas HaRasha. It's going to force the Russian to get in it. Ubechavle Chatosa Yitomech, and the bundles of Bittul Mitzvah's essays that he have Yitomech are going to keep him there, because even though the Asay doesn't send the person to get in him, why not? Because Ansei Loi Manshinon, Obebeidnerischa, once he's there, Yitomech, it's going to keep him there. But this is three Goyins, and there's other Goyins as well, where the Goyin says that Chet, you find a Bittul Mitzvah's essay. Why a Bittul Mitzvah's essay says the Goyen, because the word chet is miloshin chisarin. That's all part of the kiyodu of Reb Chaim Veloshin. He had this mesayir from the Rebbe, and it's really a Rashi here in Melachim Aleph and in Shoiftim Perichach. But the bottom line is, what's the oimek of the word chet? The oimek of the word chet is miloshin chisarin. In fact, the Goyen says several times that chet is from the Loshin of Bittul Mitzvah Saseh. It's miloshin chisarin. So how does chet become synonymous with the shoigeg, right? Ardaf. The Gemara we just learned. Chatois elu ashkagois. How did the word chet become synonymous with shoygig? It's miloshin chesaron. Forget the Goyin always says it's bittul mitzvah saseh. How did it become shoygig? But I think the teretz is pashit. Because why does a shoygig need kapara? A shoygig needs kapara for what he did? Doesn't need kapara for what he did. The shoygig needs kapara for what he didn't do. The shoygig should have been more careful. Right? And that's why he needs kapara. We've spoken that over the years many times, Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishle. And this is in Perik Dalet. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece where Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's in Pasuk Chavalef, that the Torah says, Hishamer l'chorosh mar nafshecha ma'oy, pen tishkach es advar ma'ashero einecho, upen yosuru milvavecho kol yemei chayecho. That the Torah gave a chi of shmira, like a shomer, like Perik HaMafkid, that a yid has to watch himself. You have to watch yourself. You have to watch your nefesh. That what? That you shouldn't sin. Right, pen tishkach es advar ma'ashroi nech. You shouldn't forget learning. Who pen yasur milvavecha kol yemei chayecha. A yid has a chiyuv to watch himself. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's for that reason that if a person doesn't have aver even b'shoigik, he needs kapara. You know why he needs kapara? He needs kapara because he didn't watch himself. He needs kapara for the ishmira. Right, the chakira you do a mesachtes bavakama. You have a chiyuv shmira. He's shomer l'chayosh ma nafshe chabay. What are you going to say? I was an oimer mutter, right? I was an oimer mutter. I thought it was mutter. Well, why were you an oimer mutter? You should have learned more. And if you did learn more, you should have chazed. You should have remembered your learning. So at the end of the day, I didn't chap, it's Shabbos. I thought it was Friday. What do you mean? You should have been more careful. There's a Shia element. It's no different than a Shem Echinam, Shem Esocher, right? A Soicher, a Shoyal that says, I was a little negligent. A Peshe is Chayiv, right? Peshe, even a Shem Echinam is Chayiv, Shia. The point is, we have a Chayiv Shmira. We have to watch the Torah, we have to watch ourselves with our lives. And as a result, there's a chiv shmira. If you don't do the right thing, you're a pesheya. But the point is, the reason a shoygig needs kapara is not for what he did. He didn't rebel. He should have been more careful. It's for what he didn't do. It's pasha. I don't think it's a shayla. A shoygig needs kapara not for what he did. It's the ishmir. It's mamish one side in Rabbi Zalman's chakira, right? It's the ishmir. That's mamish what it is. It's what he didn't do. It's the fact that he didn't watch himself. I saw in the Siddur Agro. This is in the Siddur Ishei Yisrael. It's by the Al-Chetz. And it's in the Pirish Pnei Aryeh. So the Mechabra of the Pirish Pnei Aryeh is Hagayvid de Kartingo. That's who it is. But the Gaivid de Kartingo, right? Can you do it? The Siddur Agro Ishei Yisrael was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Maltzen. Brings a lot of Torah from the Goyin, and then he has his own Pirish on Siddur, but it's from the base Medrash of the Goyin. But either way, so in the Pnei Aryeh, it's Al-Chet Shechatanu Lufanecha Bevli Das. So he says like this, Gam Choyte B'Shoygik Tzarech Kapara. Osh Choyte B'Shoygik also needs Kapara. V'Korben Chathas Yechiach. V'al Shem Talui, Baal Sofik, Shemachata, L'Hogein Olam and Ayesurim. V'Gam, B'Roy V'Ashkogois Nikra Poysheya. But really, most Shkogois are considered a Poysheya, Shaloy Nizar, because of the fact that he wasn't careful. And then he says the Gaive de Kartingo, that's what it means. Al Chetcha Chatanu Lufanecha Bevli Das. Not Bevli Das, we just did a Beshoigik. Bevli Das, that we weren't more careful. We didn't have more Das. If we would have had more Das, this wouldn't have happened. And he says, Vegam Koilo Bevli Das, Mashachoitim Bechisorin Yediyas Adin. Shehu Aser. Fu Paisheya. Shehiloi Lumoit. Veloi Lamad. Kamash Amr Ba'avis. Have Yizar Betamash. Yiz Tamad. Oy Lazadlein. Vamarava. Oy Mermutakar. Vlamezidu. The bottom line is that a Shoigik needs Kapara Bevli Das because he didn't have enough Das. He needs Kapara not for what he did. He needs Kapara for what he didn't do. The Yisoid of the word Chattas is Chisar. Right, there's two ways a person could do an aver. A person could do an aver because he's fifing on. He doesn't care. That's a rebellion. That's a pesha. That's a merida. Or a person does an avera not because he's going now and proactively doing some act of rebellion. It's coming more from a place where there's something I'm supposed to do and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Bittul mitzvah saseh. Or even shoygeg. Bittul mitzvah saseh. I didn't do the saseh that the Torah commanded me to do. Shoygeg means I should have been more careful and I wasn't more careful. That's the tzad ashova l'chayre between a bittul mitzvah saseh and a shoygeg. Both of them are sinning not by doing. Both of them are sinning by not doing. The person that's mevatul mitzvah saseh, obviously, he's a sheval taisa. And even the person that was choyte b'shoygeg, it's not so much the chet because there's no merida in the chet. It's the fact that you should have been more careful. So we're punishing you not for what you did. We're punishing for you for what you didn't do. That's the nekuda, and that's why the shem of the chet is chet. And that's why the carbon that the person brings for a shaygig is called the carbon chatas. Right, we do it a very b'mezid, you bring an osham, it's a whole different carbon. When you do a b'shaygig, you bring a chatas, because the shem chatas is moira, that you're bringing a carbon not for what you did, it's for what you did. What should I have done differently? You should have been more careful, you should have learned more. That's the nekuda, that's why it is you're bringing a carbon. Aber lefizeh, I think it's pasha. And that is, so we have two bechinas in terms of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a bechina of Ben La'av, and we have a bechina of Eved LaMelech. The Rishonim and the Sfarim say that our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a son to a father is what's mechayv us to do mitzvah saseh. Our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved to a Melech is mechayv us to do mitzvah loy saseh. Mitzvah saseh are always referred to as avodah me'ahava. Mitzvahs loy saseh are always referred to as avodah me'ira. Avodah me'ahava, a ben honors his father me'ahava. Avodah me'ira, your melech, you serve him me'ira. The Ramban says in his Pirush Al HaTorah in Parshas Yisro that the reason aseh is doicha loy saseh is because aseh is ahava and loy saseh is yira. And the madrega of avodah me'ahava is greater than the madrega of avodah me'ira. Aseh is doicha loy saseh because of what underpins aseh and loy saseh. It's because ahava is doicha yira. And because ahava is doicha yira, so it's for that reason that aseh is doicha loy saseh. Just to bring out the point in one more knechi way, and that is, we know when it comes to a father and a mother, right? So there's a chiyuv of kibud, and there's a chiyuv of moira, right? Tanu rabbanan, ezeu moira, vezeu kibud. Moira loy oimed bimkoimoy, v'loy yoshev bimkoimoy, v'loy soyseres devarov, v'loy machriyoy. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do that, don't do this. It's a bunch of loisaseis, right? You don't think of loisaseis towards your parents, but that's what it is. Don't sit in his seat. Don't stand where he stands. Don't contradict him. Don't even be machriya. What's kibud? It's maicho. It's mashke. It's malbish. It's mechase. It's machnes. It's moitzi. It's all mitzvahs essays, right? Moira yira is always loisase. As opposed to when it comes to covet. Covet is always aseh. The Navi Malachi says that Kodesh Baruch Hu turns, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Bein yichabed av ve'eved avoynav." Vim avani. If I'm a father, I ain't kvoidi. Vim adoynim ani. And if I'm your adoyn, if I'm your melech, I ain't mayrahi. Where's my mayra? Right? If I'm a father, I ain't kvoidi. Where's my mitzvah's essay? That's what covet is. And if I'm an adoyn, if I'm a melech, I ain't mayrahi. Where's the yira? Where's the lois essay? Ben la'av is ahava. Ben la'av is asay. This is poshet. Ben la'av is covet. As opposed to when it comes eved la'adoyn, it's a different b'chin. It's lois asay. It's here. Now, granted, there's a chiyuv. Ish imay v'aviv tiro. When it comes to a father and a mother. Right? A little bit of a chiddush l'fiyah now. But al koponim, im avani, I ain't kvoidi. V'madoynim ani, I ain't mayrahi. When we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness for the avirus that we do. It's slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Our Father, we have a chiv to do for you, to do more and more and more. And we didn't do everything that we were supposed to do. We were mevatel mitzvah saseh. We weren't as careful as we were supposed to be. Well, if that's the case, chatanu, that means milash and chasar, we didn't do enough. Forgive us. And mechal lanu malkenu kifashanu. You're a melech. And because you're a melech, we were supposed to have yira. And we were supposed to not do. And we went ahead and we were mired. And we did things that we were not supposed to do. We were pesheya. And from that bechina, it should be mechal lanu malkenu kifashanu. That's the dikto kaloshen. Slach lanu avinu, we were supposed to have done kichatanu, and we didn't. Mechal lanu malkenu. We were supposed to have yira. We were supposed to have not done. And we did do kifashanu. I think it's very, very meduyik. Al pi hanal, shluchayr is pashit, the loshen atfil.